You're listening to SBS News.
A third Australian, a New South Wales man in his 80s, has died from coronavirus, with more cases confirmed across New South Wales and Victoria overnight. Some Sydney schools will be shut down after it emerged that three of the new cases are high school students. In Victoria, those infected are returned travellers from the United States and Iran. Meanwhile, the federal government is preparing for a multi-billion dollar stimulus package to offset the impact of COVID-19. Attorney General Christian Porter will meet with union and business heads in Sydney to discuss how to keep key industries, including food and pharmaceuticals, operating at full capacity during the crisis. Unions will call for compensation for Australia's 3.3 million casual workers who will lose pay if they get sick. Sally McManus is the secretary of the Australian Council of Trade Unions. Ms. McManus has told the Nine Network the government should follow the policy of other countries in protecting workers.
You think about where casual workers are, they're all in person-to-person industries, so retail, hospitality, and of course in healthcare and aged care. So it's a really big issue. We don't want people with the virus or people with symptoms going to work, but they're going to have to choose between paying the bills and feeding themselves or going to work.
The country's peak medical body, the Australian Medical Association, is concerned cases of COVID-19 will rise as people fail to isolate themselves while sick. The warning comes as a student in Hobart visited two night spots and went to work at a hotel after being told to stay home while waiting for test results. A Western Australian woman in her 70s also visited a range of places, including a Western Australian Symphony Orchestra concert at Perth Concert Hall on the weekend. Victorian President of the AMA, Julian Raitt, is recommending the public listens to one source of advice.
I think that leadership from the Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy, is essential at this time. And obviously he can direct and influence the decisions made by the chief health officers in each respective states.
Victorian Health Minister Jenny Mikakos has defended her comments about a Victorian doctor who treated patients after being diagnosed with COVID-19. The minister says the government is working to enable workers have flexible work practices.
Now, we do anticipate that this likely pandemic will have significant impacts on our health system. This has been my absolute focus, making sure that our system is prepared to respond. And we will be providing further advice to all employers in coming days so that they can prepare their own workplaces for what is likely to come.
The government has also secured an extra 54 million face masks for national medical stockpiles to supply frontline health workers. At a state level, COVID clinics in WA will open tomorrow for those who have travelled overseas and those experiencing symptoms, with other states to follow should transmission get worse. Authorities continue to calm a panicked public as viral videos circulate on social media. One featured a woman coughing at someone on the train. Another featured a fight breaking out between two women over toilet paper at a Woolworths in Chullura over the weekend. New South Wales Minister for Health Brad Hazzard urges the public not to overreact.
This is not a situation for overreaction. It's not a situation for being rude or offensive to people who you come into contact with in public transport or otherwise. Australia does it best when people actually remember the motto of mateship. We're all in this together. We're doing pretty well. But just be polite and be courteous and careful, particularly if you have a cough or a cold. It probably isn't COVID-19, but treat people respectfully.
The Australian chair of the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations says a vaccination is still at least 1 year away. The University of Queensland has nominated a vaccine candidate to join the Global Alliance to tackle the virus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.